Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I am the small business advocate, the one and only. It's just you and me. I want to continue to talk about those expectations that I mentioned a minute ago, how customers have new options, new technological options, and it gives them more mobility, it gives them more options. More convenience, it saves them time, it empowers them, and they like it. One of the things you have to realize is that people are going to gravitate toward this sort of thing. But let me tell you a few statistics, a couple of things that have happened in the last one brand new statistic and one that I may have mentioned to you earlier this year. Sometime in the summer, we learned that it now costs no more to make a smartphone than it does to make a dumb phone, the old-fashioned phones, right? So what that means is that very soon you won't be able to buy a dumb phone. Everyone, remember all the years when I told you you need to get rid of your dumb phone and buy a smartphone, because that's what you, if you didn't have a smartphone, you wouldn't know what your customers really expected of you. I was telling you that 3 or 4 years ago, right? Well, that's when you had the option of that. In the future, there aren't going to be any dumb phones. Everybody's going to have a smartphone. And when that happens, what's been going on recently, talk about your cheese getting moved, what's been going on in the last 2 or 3 years is going to become a tidal wave. Because now we come to the next piece of statistics. Just this week, it was announced that there now are more tablets being sold than PCs. Now that wasn't smart. It's not a smartphone. It's a tablet. Although there is something called a phablet. It's a phone and a tablet combination, kind of between the side. The form factor is between a phone and between a handheld and a tablet. But anyway, more tablets than PCs are being sold. And of course, as you know, a tablet is essentially a mobile device. It's mobile computing. And like a smartphone, just with a larger aperture, a larger screen, I should say, and it's typically not, you don't make calls on it typically on a tablet. So, but still, it's mobile. It's the same thing. Most sites, if you're on a tablet, if you have a mobile site, that mobile site will present in a tablet. So what I'm saying here, folks, is with more tablets out there being sold than PCs, and with everybody owning a smartphone from today forward, basically, that means that more and more people are going to be doing their work. They're going to be finding you on mobile. You've heard me say this before. Mobile computing wasn't any part of your past, but it will dominate your future. In fact, I'm going to say that a different way. Mobile computing wasn't any part of your past, but it is just now starting to dominate your present, and it will dominate your future. Mobile computing. Now, what does that mean? That means, as I talked a little bit with Catherine Computer in the earlier part of the hour, that means that you must have a mobile site. That means it's your beautiful website you're so proud of and that I've been encouraging you to build for the last 16 years. You must have a mobile site so that when your website is requested from a mobile device, it presents inside of that window. So that if they're calling up your website on a handheld, on a phone, it presents in that small screen the way it should. If they pull it up in a tablet, You should also, as mine does, as my website does, have a link that says if you'd like to see the full website, and you click here, and it converts from the mobile site to the regular website if you have a tablet big enough that you want to see what that looks like. Folks, if you're not ready for the expectations, the new expectations of customers in the age of the customer, then you won't be relevant. You can be as competitive as anybody, but you won't be relevant to them, and you will lose that business. And if you do that enough, you will lose your business. And that's just the way it is. Gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to pay attention. Ask your customers what they expect from you. Find out how they want to do business with you, and then make that happen. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.